Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Nick Baker. It took a while for the show to go on the air, but welcome to Become More Than I Am Now. I am doing a 5-part series of the Feast of the Trumpets. This is part 2 of the sermon series, and I'm going to read out of the New Living Translation Bible. If you have a copy of the New Translation Bible, please turn with me to the book of Isaiah. And it says, I'm reading out of chapter 27, and I'm going to read the whole chapter of the book of Isaiah, chapter 27. It says, in that day, the Lord will take his terrible and swift sword and punish Lebanon, these swiftly moving serpent, the Corlin, but then he will kill the dragon of the sea. And that day, sing about the fruitful vineyard, the Lord, I, the Lord, will watch over it, watering it carefully. Day and night I will watch, so no one can harm it. My anger will be gone If I find fires and thorns growing, I will attack them. I will burn them up unless they turn to me for help. Let them make peace with me. Yes, let them make peace with me. The time is coming when Jacob descendants will take root. Israel will bud and blossom and fill the whole earth with fruit. Has the Lord struck Israel? Has he struck her enemies? Has he punished her? Has he punished them? No, but he expelled Israel to call her to account. She was expelled to her land. But what I am saying here, my friends, is that God will punish each and every enemy there is in front of him. In front of her. Who is her? Her is Israel. But God will punish each and every enemy there is. Go on. No, but he excelled Israel by all her account. She was excelled from her land as though blow away in a storm from the east. The Lord did this to purge Israel's wickedness, to take away her sins. As a result, all the pagans' altars will be crushed to dust. No Asherah pole or pagan shrine will be left standing. The fulfilled towns will be silent and empty. The houses abandoned, the streets overgrown with reeds. Calves will graze there, chewing on the twigs and branches. The people are like the dead branches of the tree. broken off and used for Kindle beneath the Israel is a foolish and stupid nation, for its people have turned away from God. Therefore, the one who made them will show them no pity or mercy. Yet the time will come when the Lord will gather them together and like a hand-picked grain, and one by one he will gather them for the Euphrates River in the east, to the book, the book of Egypt in the west. And that day, the great trumpet will sound. Many who were dying in a cell and Zora and Egypt will return to Jerusalem to worship the Lord and his holy mountain. Well, my friends, now you know why I call it the Feast of the Trumpets. But you know why I read that scripture? But here's the next scripture from the New King James Version. But same book, but actually different scripture. But I want to read out of the King James Bible, if you have the King James Bible. The book of Jeremiah, chapter 22. But before I start reading out of the New King James Bible, but what the government is doing, but Obama is anti-Israel. Putin is anti-Israel. Syria is anti-Israel. But what do you think I'm doing to some? Because now that all these nations are anti-Israel, what the Jews did, all of the Jews did, what about Israel? Boom, gone. Boom, destroyed. But all I have to save those people is to protect them. God is the one who calls in the stars, the moon, and the sun. And he said, let there be light. But how can we read the book of Jeremiah, chapter 22? But listen carefully to this. Chapter 22, again, the New King James Bible, follow along with me, says, thus saith the Lord, go down to the house of the king of Judah, and there speak this word, and say, hear the word of the Lord, O king of Judah, you who sit on the throne of David, you and your servants and your people who enter the gates. Thus saith the Lord, exalt, excuse judgment and righteousness, and deliver the plundered out of the hands of the oppressor. Do no wrong and do no violence to the stranger, the fatherless, or the widow, nor shed an innocent blood in the thing then shed blood in the flesh. For if you indeed do this thing, then shall enter the gates of this house, riding on horses and in chariots, accompanied by servants and people, kings who sit on the throne of David. But if you will not self, says the Lord, that this house shall become the desolation, for thus saith the Lord, through the house of the king of Judah, you are guilty to me, the head of the Lebanon, yet I surely will make you the wilderness cities which are not inhabited. I will prepare the destroyers against you. Every one will his weapon, they shall cut down your choice cedars and cast them into the fire. But look at it when Daniel was in front of the king, stands before the king. But he refused to pray to the statue. He got tossed into the flames. He was lit on fire and was saved by God. Then he came, tossed him to the lion's den and saved him, called the mouth of the lions. But he had a vision. He had a vision of New Jerusalem. But Jonathan had a vision, same vision as Daniel. But I'm going to read you the book of Daniel 12 before I close, because I have 17 minutes left. But it is an interesting book, but I am going to read that scripture. But I'm going to read you the book of Daniel, and it's going to be chapter 12. It says, that time Michael shall stand up, the great prince of stand watch over the sons of your people. And there shall be a great time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation. Even that time, and that time your people shall be delivered. Every one who is found written in the book, and many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, and some of the everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. Those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament, and those who turn many righteousness like the stars forever and ever. But you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. Many shall with one, two, and your foe, and knowledge shall increase. But God told Daniel no. Why did they no? Because God said to Daniel, stand up to the king, but there are times that you want something and God says no to you. Don't get offended when God says no to you. Like Daniel. Daniel understood what no meant. But verse 5 says, then Daniel looked, and there stood two others, and one on this riverbank, and the other on that riverbank. And one said to the man, clothed in linen, who was above the water of the river, how long shall the fulfill these wonders be? But again, Daniel was told no by God. But not only that, he loves you so much, he wants you to stand up to your beliefs. He wants you to become a person, a man you want to be. That's why he says no to you. Take no as a stepping stone. Take the word no. But if God says yes to you, you're screwed up. That's why God says no to you, because he wants you to fulfill your destiny, succeed in your becoming a person you want to become. That's why he says no to you. That's why he says no. That's why he told Daniel no, because he wants him to stand up to king, because he is the king of kings, lord of lords. Now that he loves you so much, he says no. No. But he closes the old doors, opens up new doors. But when he says no, that means no. And accept that answer, no. Accept two-letter words and O. No. What no in the scriptures? What does God mean when it says no to you? When you say, God, Father, give me this, give me that, he says, no. I want you to climb that mountain, become a person you want to be. I'm not going to give you what you want, because you're not going to stand there and talk to you and whine. That's why God is saying no to you. You're not going to talk to anyone. You're going to stand up to your beliefs. You're going to stand up to the devil. Stand up to the devil. And no, you're not going to run. I'm not going to open up doors for you because you're not going to be a wuss. You're going to stand up to your beliefs. You're going to stand up to the devil. You're going to fight this war. That's why he's saying to you right now, you got to fight this war. Fight the war. Fight the battle. Defeat Satan. That's what he's saying to you right now. Right now he's saying, defeat Satan. And when you defeat Satan, and when that trumpet blows, that's when you come to God. When you come to God, you are a brand new person. You will be in an eternal life. You'll be living in a peaceful, eternal life. That's why God says no to you. The reason why he says no is because he wants to build you up. He wants to make you strong, stronger than you are now. That's why he says no to you. But before I close, I want you to say a prayer with me. And repeat after me. Father, I am a sinner. I ask that you would forgive me. Father, I know you will make me a better person than I am now. Because I accept your Son as my Lord and Savior. Because when you say that simple prayer, you become a better and brand new person, and I want you to find a good Bible based church. And this Sunday, I'm going to be doing the broadcast. Please come down 7:30 at the Tri-State Family Credit Center. And I want you to make a donation. But I'm gonna close with a prayer. Father, I love you and I thank you, and I ask that you do lift up all of the people who lost loved ones, and I know why you say no to people, and that means no, because when you say yes, people will screw up, people will back away from you, And I know why you say no, because you want them to come closer to you. And I thank you for saying that. And I thank you for saying no. Say no to me. Say no to Dave, Daniel, and all those who follow you because you love us so much. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, my friends, I have 8 minutes left. I want you to make a donation to this ministry. If you want a copy of this sermon series, but I want you to make a donation to the Trey State Family Curtis Center. This is a 5-part series. 3 more weeks CD. And I want you to make a decision. And what do you want to do in life? And ask God to do things for you. And He will do it. He will give you all the things you want in life. Because He loves you. And He cares about you. And there are kids out there who need you. Because you are the only hope that they have here. Because without you giving your donations, without you praying for them, they won't be a person that they are today. We have 4 boxes here. 1 for the camp, 1 for the church, 1 for the orphans. All 4 boxes. And 1 for the family in need. All 4 boxes. Going to make a donation. You could mail your check, or you, if you're locally, you could come here to 100 Faith Court. Make out a check to the Tri-State Family Credit Center. The abbreviation is TST Center. 100 Faith Court, Port Jefferson, New York, 12771. You can mail it. It's a post. It's a P.O. Box, 100 Faith Court, Port Jefferson, New York, 12771. Make a check to the Tri-State Family Clinic Center, abbreviation TST Center, Port Jefferson, New York, 12771. The address is 100 Faith Court. Mail out the check to here. It doesn't matter how much it is. You can do $40, $100, $40, $100, $200. Doesn't matter. Your donation counts. And it means so much to us. And also, if you are locally, or if you're going to be in town, December 3rd in Elmville, we are having Toys for Kids. It's being hosted by the College Band. If you want to donate a toy, it has to be unwrapped, brand new, not used. Please donate it to the Elmville Fire Department. Or you could bring it off, or you could bring it to the Access 23 TV station, 16 Franklin Street, Port Jefferson, New York. You could give it to me or Carl Richards. If you wanted to meet here or in public, to get me the coin. It's unwrapped, but it goes to the children who don't have families. It goes to the half of the toys go overseas. The 86 LV of the fire department in Ellenville not only stands on the street corners and handing out toys, no cost, but they have the kids line up on each and every street corner, or they go to the firehouse, and the ladies, half the ladies, normally stand in front of the firehouse and handing out toys. I went last year, I had a great time, but I know God has an angel all over the place for these kids. And Carl Richards had his ministry involved last year for the toys of kids. And if you're in Boy Scouts, I ask that you come coming over to the firehouse in Ellenville. It is Greenwood Lake Fire Department. It's in Ellenville. It's not Greenwood Lake, but I forgot the name of the fire department, but see who you talk. If you're a scoutmaster, and you get your troop involved, have them wear full uniform, full Class A uniform. And it's a great help. It's the Boy Scouts. Always do a lot of great things here and in our communities. And also December 15th, here at the church, at Tri-State Family Church, we are also doing a toy drive. If you want to come on down and help out, my friend Jennifer was even I'd appreciate your help. I'm running out of time here, and I want you to remember God has in store for you. And these kids love it. They appreciate it. Dave and I appreciate it. We appreciate your donations to the ministry, and you guys have been good help, great help. And God bless you. Remember to keep faith, love God. God bless you.